Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the prohibition of disobeying one's parents and severing or breaking up family ties. So under this chapter we brought in, Imam Nawawi Rahmatullah Ali brought in various ahadith showing the harms and the dangers of a person disobeying his parents, the dangers of severing and breaking up family ties. Remember, this family ties is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made, as we are doing, very, very sacred. That this is mu'allakum bil arsh. It is attached to the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it makes this dua that man wassalani wassalahu Allah. Family ties makes this dua to Allah ta'ala that, oh Allah, that person that joins me, in other words, that person that maintains me, that person that takes care of me, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you take special care of that person. That person is actually making dua by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you take care of the person that takes care of me. وَمَنْ قَطَعَنِي قَطَعَهُ اللَّهُ. And oh Allah, that person that cuts me off, that person that shows disregard for me, then oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you cut that person off from your special mercy. Now, which one of us wants that type of dua where we want the mercy of Allah ta'ala to be joined with us? We want to be joined with the special rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all would like it. So therefore we should ensure that we maintain family ties. So today's hadith is a very short hadith, but is very deep in meaning. An Abi Muhammad Jubair ibn Mut'im radiyallahu anhu anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal la yadkhulul jannata qati'un qala Sufyan fi riwayatihi ya'ni qati'un rahimin muttafaqun alayhi. Hazrat Abu Muhammad Jubair ibn Mut'im radiyallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that one who severs ties will not enter Jannah. One who cuts ties will not enter Jannah. Sufyan bin Uyayna, the narrator of the hadith, said in his narration, this was in another narration he mentioned, that this refers to a person who severs his ties of kinship. So what is meant by he will not enter Jannah? We know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enter every person into Jannah. But those that disbelieve in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those that are kuffar, our aqidah and our iman is that they will not enter into Jannah. So person who severed family ties, he still had iman. So what is meant by he will not enter Jannah? Ulama explained that he will not enter Jannah with the first entering, when the special people, special servants of Allah Ta'ala will enter Jannah. This is known as dukhul awwali. They will enter Jannah at the first entering without any reckoning. Allah Ta'ala will enter them. This person won't be from those people. Why? Because he would sever family ties. So this shows us, nowadays you find that when a person is boarding an aeroplane, boarding a ship or something, they got something known as a priority boarding. When you get special first boarding, with quick boarding, people get so happy, so excited that they got priority boarding. On the day of Qiyamah, how happy will the first people be to enter Jannah? So happy that they're priority boarding into Jannah. So the thing to do is, if we got any type of guna, any type of sin, we should try and make up for it here by making tawbah. Excessive istighfar, excessive tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inshallah will use this to cleanse us in this world so that we can be from that jamaat that enters into Jannah without any reckoning, and that jamaat that enters Jannah without any type of cleansing process that needs to take place. The second explanation ulama give that he will not enter Jannah, what it means is that person who, after knowing that this Islam doesn't allow this, that you must break up family ties, he still tells himself, no, this, it's permissible for me to break up my family ties, and then he does it. So this is known as istihlal, where something is haram in Islam and then we take it to be halal. It's a very dangerous thing to do. Something is haram and we take it to be halal. So this is a very, very dangerous thing. Yeah, this person genuinely won't enter Jannah because he did something that caused him to come out of the fold of Islam, and that is to make something that Allah Ta'ala has made haram to make it halal. Another thing ulama explained under this, that what is meant, when people say breaking up ties, what does it mean? What it means is where a person deliberately goes out of his way now to try and avoid another person for dunyawi reasons, for reasons of this world, worldly reason, he goes to avoid a family member, or in general terms, it's another Muslim that he's staying away from. And what is meant by staying away, it doesn't mean that he doesn't go to visit that person. We're talking about a general Muslim, not a family. A family person should make it a point of trying and visiting, seeing, at least phoning the person. But a general Muslim, it doesn't mean that he has to go all the time to go and meet a person. If he doesn't go there and he doesn't meet him, this is not breaking up ties. This is not cutting off relations with any Muslims. If he doesn't go there, doesn't meet him, there's no problem. This is where a person is in front of the person and then he turns away from him. He makes hijran, he deliberately avoids him. This is what Islam is talking about, and this is also for worldly reason. If a person has got a genuine dini reason, for example, that person is dangerous for his iman, the things that that person speaks is dangerous for his iman, or the income of that person is so bad that if he goes there, he's scared that he may consume haram income, so therefore he keeps a distance from that person. Yet there's absolutely no harm because he's doing it for dini reasons. What the hadith is speaking about is for worldly reasons. Oh, why he didn't invite me for a wedding? Or why this person didn't call me? He had a certain function. A person for trivial things. Or a person, why he told me this? How could he have spoken to me like this? Doesn't he know who I am? So a person takes petty things for the worldly things, that he did me down for so much money, so I'm cutting out relations with him. And these are all worldly things where a person should never ever cut out relationship with any Muslim or with any close family member. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillah.